We are back like football. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. How's it going? It's Monday morning, September 9th. Did you miss us? Anybody? Anywhere? I think I heard somebody in the back. Hey, how you doing? It's Dave. I got all the best stuff from this morning, the John DeBella Show. Yeah, we're back from our fall vacay. The Eagles also, of course, returned. We talked a lot about yesterday's game on today's show, and John's especially excited about D-Jack. He's back. Steve's gone tomorrow and the next day. I think his excuse is rather valid. He's having a second child. We're doing some guessing as to the gender on our Facebook page, which you'll hear about today. We shared four random facts with Cindy. Breakfast with the Beatles is no more, and we debuted its replacement, Song Stories. Skinner got that kicked off for us. We had a Monday morning mashup. We're giving out Seeger tickets as he decided to end pretty much his entire career right here in our fair city. And thin to herd, of course, it's Monday morning. Plus, don't miss John's big coin fail, which he told us all about. It's all in here for you. Let's get to it. It is the Daily Podcast.
An amazing week while we were gone.
Yes.
All right. And an amazing time this week. There is so much going on this week, folks. It's absolutely insane. Overall, your name's Steve, right?
Yeah, I am Steve.
All right.
Yes,
Steve contacts me. I guess it was like Thursday, right? And gives me this information that we could have Bob Seger tickets this week. And I was so upset because I realized myself, you know, that, you know, as this tour was continuing and there was no Philly date, I'm like, oh, damn, I'll never get to see Bob Seger again. And not only do we get the Philly date, we get the last date for the last tour.
Always the best to see.
And all week this week, we've got tickets at 8:35 for a thing we call Who's That Bob? We'll explain it to you later on in the show. Of course, a brand new feature, now that Breakfast of the Beatles is gone, and it's called Song Stories. That's coming up at 7:10. So I'm watching the game yesterday. Right, you know, and I'm doing my best not to text Steve during the first half, because if I text him during the first half, he will always send me a text that says, right, nobody adjusts better in the second half than the Eagles. Okay, you know, so okay, fine, I'm not gonna say anything, and you know, and eventually all of a sudden they adjust and they come back and it's really great. But in the middle of it, this little tidbit of information comes out that I missed.
Okay,
I didn't realize it happened at all. That Antonio Brown is with the Patriots, and I'm like, what?
Oh,
the?
You missed that?
Right, I missed it completely. My son was in town. Right, I was spending all my time with my son, and you know, I'm like, okay, big deal.
He's not exactly Ian Rappaport, son.
No, not at all. Yeah. Right, you know. So I mean, and the big theory right now is that this was all a plan.
Yeah. That it was there's all a sports conspiracy.
Oh yeah, yeah. A serious sports conspiracy. Well, he hired, you know, a special, you know,
a film crew,
a film crew. Right. He hired a social media expert. Yeah. All of this stuff. It was, and if you think about it, it was orchestrated because the Pittsburgh didn't want him going to New England. Then they would have to face him. That's why they sent him out to. That's why they sent him out to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, if I'm the Raiders now, the one of the videos he released, he had a recording of John Gruden on the phone with him. California is a two-party state where you need to let the people on the phone know you're recording. If I'm the Raiders, I'm going even more petty, and I'm going to get some lawyers.
Oh, God.
Sack him.
Oh, God.
Take him for all he's worth. 14 mil.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Speaking of rain and all of the Dorian stuff that went on over the course of the week and the weekend, did you post that video?
No,
this morning?
Not yet.
There is a video that I found online this morning of some guy in his backyard, and he's in North Carolina or South Carolina, I'm not sure where, right? But, you know, there's all this water running outside his backyard and an island of trees comes past. The dirt is still there. Right, it's just gotten totally. Everything's gotten totally
very trippy.
Eroded, right, and this entire island of trees,
like a Dolly painting,
goes fast.
I saw. I guess it hit Nova Scotia, in Canada, and it knocked over a giant crane that they work on buildings with, and it landed on, I guess, an apartment building. It just snapped.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh brother! Well, you know what? It's summertime, and you get hurricanes in the summertime, and some people look. I hold out summer until the 20th of September. I want every single day of it that I deserve. Right, and we're going to keep it going. As a matter of fact, we got the grill all set set up for not only the Burger Brawl, but of course the MGK Classic Rock Cookout is happening this coming weekend. And this coming weekend, throughout the weekend, you can get tickets for both of those events. Right? We'll be giving the opportunity to pick up tickets for the Burger Brawl, and then later that night, you could go to the Classic Rock Cookout with ZZ Top and Cheap Trick. That's all coming to you from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. We did discuss football a little bit when we opened, but and for me, and you guys are in shock, I never heard DeSean Jackson being referred to as D-Jack.
I'm surprised. Right?
Well, it's one of his 50 nicknames.
Is that
so
what it is?
I'll give you a pass.
All right. Yeah. But that was... Talk about return.
I like that acquisition. Yeah. Seems to be working.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was, Jay Gruden must have been going like, what the hell did do? You know, it's just like, there he is. You know? He's our guy now, Jay. Too bad.
DJ is back. He doesn't spare. It's been too long, so I'm glad that he's back. He's been let loose. The Gruden's loose. We will put him to better use. He's looking out. Half of one's ball in the sky.
John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The breakup song, the John DeBella Show, 68 degrees at the breakup song. Oh, we can dedicate that to you.
Got him. Tell her single, y'all.
68 degrees outside, mixed sun and clouds today with a high temperature about 79 degrees. Cindy Graham is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. I've got a question for you because I know you're an Amazon Prime person. Did you watch Carnival Row at all?
Yes, I watched it all.
You watched it? Wasn't it great?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not completely into the whole fairy thing. But... Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not fair. Let's just say fantasy. You say fairy thing, people think you're goofing on gays. And next thing you know, we're getting email and all kinds of stuff. But
people with wings.
People with wings. And multiple wings at that.
That's
and
true,
multiple
yeah.
wings at that. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. A little slow and a little like, where the hell is this going?
Yes.
But for the most part, it's a great little fantasy series. And what was that? What was that, 10 episodes or 8? I can't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's either 8 or 10. But I really enjoyed the hell out of it. So now all I got to do is wait for Jack Ryan, for The Irishman, and for Mrs. Maisel. And then my season's done. I don't have to worry about anything.
So much TV.
Right? He is such a TV guy.
Well, you know what? Try having adult children. It's much easier to watch television.
Eventually we will.
All right. By the way, Steve's going to have a baby tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, tomorrow's the day that they're going in. That's it.
Last day is a family of three.
It's amazing that they use a chainsaw.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
It's cheaper.
I was going to do samurai sword.
Even cheaper.
I have them. I could lend them to you.
It depends on how long between babies are. The scar tissue, sometimes you need a chainsaw. Other times a samurai sword works fine.
This is Kristen's second C-section.
Correct. Yeah, this baby's breech also, just like Stephen was.
Right.
Upside down.
Yeah, well...
She's
well,
got nothing on
look
this.
Look at who the father is.
Right. Exactly. It's not going to be normal.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Coming up at 7:10 this morning, our brand new feature called Song Stories, and I'll give you a little bit of insight into it for this morning. Most of the people in this band... recorded a cover song and didn't know they were recording a cover song.
Oh, no.
Okay, so we'll give you a full explanation for Song Stories coming up at 7:10. But right now, it's time for us to get to...
And now, it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, bah!
All right, get us going, Cindy.
Oh, yeah, me.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I was taking a drink of my snack.
You tend to start this every week. All right.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. My computer just froze.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on.
I'll start, and then we'll go to Cindy.
Yes, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. The term honeymoon comes from a medieval tradition. When couples got married, their families would give them a bunch of honey wine to drink for one full 28-day cycle of the moon. Oh. The wine was supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
No, it just got drunk and...
and did it.
Then did it. All right, you ready now, Sin?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what do you got?
The Girl Scouts are the second largest cookie company in America with around $800 million a year in revenue.
Oh, they're my second, God!
Yeah, they're second only to Oreo.
Oh, my... I'm not buying a cookie ever again. Dave?
Jean-Claude Van Damme's first movie role was, quote, gay karate man, or as Cindy would say, fairy guy, in a movie called Monaco Forever, 1984. Gay karate man.
I think I missed both of those, gay karate man and Monaco Fever. And lastly this morning, a guy named John Hollerhan, right, invented Lucky Charms in 1964 when he decided to see how it tasted to book pieces of Brock's circus peanuts. Oh, whoa. God. Oh, circus peanuts.
Delicious.
In his Cheerios. Right, you love circus peanuts, don't you?
Oh, team circus peanuts right here.
Trash. Absolute get garbage.
Out. Really?
Just throw them in the trash can.
You know what?
Them and candy corn go in the same dumpster together.
I'm feeding some to your kid tomorrow.
I can't believe you're saying that about circus peanuts.
Trash.
No.
Delicacy.
They're the best. They're not... I love circus peanuts. Circus peanuts are the best.
Wow. Catch them in your mouth.
Catch them where they belong. No. In
oh, one went in his mouth.
He's garbage. My God, what's a waste of time and money.
102.9. Dave, circus peanuts.
Oh, right in my mouth.
There you go.
Oh, they smell terrible.
Try
not
again.
The first time Dave said that either. Gross.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
As we told you, today would be the first day for our new feature called Song Stories. And, well, we don't have any production on this yet.
Not yet. Right?
Well, we have some, but the voice guy hasn't put any of his lines in it yet. So each morning it will start something like this. We're getting into it, and the voice guy will say stuff here. And
these are songs, and these are stories.
We should do voice guy karaoke all week.
Song stories.
Song stories is being like brought to us by Robbins de Bellaware Diamonds, self-serve ring cases, and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins de Bellaware Diamonds. I mentioned earlier that when the band recorded this, the majority of the people in the band didn't know they were recording a cover song. The song we're talking about this morning is Call Me the Breeze, and it's very possible that most people, everybody assumes it's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, but it's not. It's a J.J. Cale song. And it never really got any radio play. Skynyrd got a lot of radio play, although never put it out as a single. It was just an album track that was there. And Gary Rossington years ago was telling me the story about how him and the late Ronnie Van Zant happened upon it. And, well, here's him explaining it all.
One night, me and Ronnie were just sitting around listening to J.J. Cale, one of our favorite old-time guys. And we heard The Breeze, and I loved it, and he loved it, and we just thought we should do this song. And then he said, why don't you figure out a new arrangement? So I just wrote the way we do it. And the next day at rehearsal, we said, here, let's do this song. We didn't tell the guys that it was JJ's song. We just said, here's the song we wrote. And they didn't know till we figured it out that it was his. Different arrangement and everything, but a great song.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
If you have not heard the clip for the Monday morning mashup... WMGK, the number here in the studio. Of course, we've got the Burger Brawl coming up. That's this coming Sunday.
The 15th, yeah.
Yeah, this coming Sunday. God, I can't believe it's like halfway through the month.
I know,
already.
Isn't it crazy?
All right.
It's wild.
It is the return of the Philly Burger Brawl this Sunday, the 15th, at the Navy Yard. That is their new location. And the great thing about this is not only do you get to eat burgers from 60 different restaurants, but, right, the money that's raised from this all goes to the School District of Philadelphia to improve on their literacy through technology program. Tickets are on sale through WMGK.com. Use the keyword burger. And throughout the weekend, we're putting putting that together with our Classic Rock Cookout. Mm-hmm. So we even have tickets to give away. So that is coming up. But time now.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash. Slice, dice, chip, chop. The Monday Morning Mashup.
So 215-263-WMGK. All right, one more time. WMGK. We start out with, are you Jared or are you Jerry? Which one are you? Hello there. Jared or Jerry?
Jarrett.
Jarrett. Okay. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Jarrett. So what do you think? You heard the two songs for the mashup. What two songs are in there?
Definitely Elton John, Tiny Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's Double Vision by Foreigner.
I have to tell you, sir, that is incorrect. That takes us over to Hannah. Hannah, how are you going to go with this?
Hi, I think it's Elton John, Tiny Dancer, and Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train.
And Tiny Dancer. No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Over to Pat. Pat, what are you going to say?
I say Elton John, Tiny Dancer, and Foolin' by Def Leppard.
Nice. That, my man, is how you get tickets to see Bad Company. You are absolutely correct.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
If you didn't hear it, it was Foolin' by Def Leppard and Elton John's Tiny Dancer. That was the Monday morning mashup for this morning, so those Bad Company tickets are gone. But speaking of tickets, I mean, I am so excited about this. November 1st, Bob Seger, Wells Fargo Center.
Yeah.
Right, and this is his last tour and the last show of this tour.
That's what I'm most excited about. This is it. This is the final show.
I'm going to this show.
Bring out all the stops.
I am going to this show.
It's going
to
be acoustic.
It's going to be great. But coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll give you the opportunity to win those Bob Seger tickets with Who's That Bob?
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Send the herd.
Well, at least this guy had a sense of humor. 46-year-old Keith Mounts let a friend use his bathroom in his mobile home outside of Tampa on Saturday and told him to make sure he flushed. But he didn't flush. So Keith went after him with a machete.
Oh, wow.
Right? He pointed at his friend's face and threatened to chop him up into little pieces if he didn't go back inside and flush the toilet. His friend calls 911. All right. Now, when the cops asked Keith about what happened, we told him, poop happens.
Yeah.
He didn't use poop, though. Right. He used an S word instead. Keith tried to claim that he was defending himself with a machete, but his story really didn't add up, and he's facing charges for aggravated assault.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
We actually used to do it to a buddy of mine in I guess a couple years ago. We just leave him in his toilet and walk out.
At his mobile?
Yeah. Not his mobile home, but we did it in his toilet. All right, well, a man broke into a business in Toronto on Friday. All he stole was some food, which he ate while he was inside said business. He left one clue, though. A photocopied picture of his face.
What?
Yeah. So here's the two explanations of what it could have been. He was going for sort of the Wet Bandits theme from Home Alone, where his signature move would be leaving a calling card behind. This would be a copy of his face at the crime scenes. Or he was in the office, thought it seemed cool to Xerox his face, did it, and forgot to take the evidence. Well, now the cops have a picture of his face, and they're trying to track him down.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
All right. If you're ever at a barbecue of a guy named John Honaker, avoid the brisket. He is from Nashville, and he went to a Walmart last week, apparently to shoplift some supplies for said barbecue. That included shoving a brisket and two bottles of propane down his pantaloons.
What?
Yeah. Some cops just happened to be at the Walmart, as they want to do, for another call that they made, and they saw the entire thing go down on security cameras. So they grabbed John as he tried to leave the store with a rather strange bulge in his pants. with the brisket and the propane down there, and he tried to kick them. He was arrested for assaulting an officer.
So let me get this straight. Mm-hmm. They're at the place already investigating another crime in the security booth, and they're watching this go down at the same time.
Hey, Brad, look at this.
Wow.
In the herd.
And lastly this morning, someone's got this Get This Woman her own magic special on ABC, because this is a lot more impressive than any trick that David Blaine is going to do. A 28-year-old woman named Catherine Alders was arrested in Winchester, Kentucky on Friday night for public intoxication. They handcuffed her and put her in the back of a cop car, and somehow she managed to still retrieve a baggie of drugs from her lady parts.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then snorted them.
Yeah! Now, one last hurrah.
There's no word on what drugs they were specifically, but the police report that there was white powder on the seat. And for her final trick, she managed to hide the drugs before the cops got her out of the car.
Oh.
All right? She was hit with several charges.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
So who's that Bob coming up at 8:35? Your chance at Bob Seger tickets. This is even before they go on sale for the last show of his last tour ever. And that's coming up on November 1st. So we'll give you more details about who's that Bob when we get to it. But I got to tell you something that happened while on vacation.
Okay.
All right. For the longest time, I can't even remember how long I've had this. I had one of those glass water cooler bottles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays they're plastic. I don't know, glass one, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And for years, it could have been, I can't even remember when I started this thing, but more than 10 years.
It's your change jar, right?
It's my change jar, right? And so I always throw my change in. Mm-hmm. And it's in the basement in my shop. It's always where I kept it. It's like it's too big to put anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm working in the shop, and the instructions on this thing that I'm doing, it says, use two nickels as a spacer in order to put this thing in place. I said, okay, I'll just go to the change jar,
right,
and I'll get a couple of nickels out of it. Not real. Now, this thing is, I would say, maybe 80% full.
Okay.
All right?
Wow.
All right? It was heavy.
Yeah.
Now, I roll it on its side to get some change out. And, you know, and it's still not over enough for the change to roll out. So now I've got to just lift it a little bit, putting all the weight on the edge of the glass jar. And now it shatters. It shatters into, so everything on top are big pieces of glass. Everything on the bottom are tiny pieces of glass, along with this mountain of change. All right, now I've got to clean it up. I had more cuts on my hands than you could imagine. I mean, every finger was bandaged by the time I was done.
This is like,
but
now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, this is reminding me of like Scrooge McDuck mixed with Saw.
All right, so now I take them all and I put them in this wooden box that I have. I can't even lift it.
I bet.
That's how heavy it was.
Like 400 pounds worth of coins.
So now I realize, okay, I got to get these to a bank. How am I going to do it? So I had some buckets, some small plastic buckets, and I took three of them, right, along with the wooden box, right, and I filled up. I put a quarter of them in one bucket, a quarter of them in another bucket, a quarter.
Are you
of them
shoveling at this
right,
point?
Right. I'm using like a plastic cup,
a duster,
and I'm picking them up and putting them in a bucket. And now I get them out to my car, three buckets in the wooden box, all right, uh-huh. And I take them to the bank because they're going to use their change machine. And I have a small hand truck in the back of my car. So now I'm walking into the bank with three buckets and a box of change. And
a trail of glass.
Right, yeah. And I'm rolling this into the bank. And all of a sudden I'm going, great. This is just what I need people to see. John DeBella rolling his money.
Send us the
into
picks.
The bank, you know.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.